get the shit.
Local names of jails. Well, do you know the word I mean?
What do you mean, the snake?
Yes.
Okay.
I couldn't think of that.
Well, okay. All right, are there any local jails that are notorious enough to have nicknames that you know of?
No. There's one at 12th Street. I think they call it the main place, 12th Street off the expressway. But there the inmates are pretty, the pretty bad ones are there. Maximum security, and if you walk by, all kind of whistles and stuff like that.
Hmm. I mean, if you walk by.
Yeah, well, if you walk by.
I don't expect it. What might a policeman carry for protection on his person?
Well, he has a gun, and he's got some mace, and the billy club to hit people.
Okay, what would be another name for a gun?
A pistol.
Okay, what are some names that you know of for a prostitute?
Well, you can call them hookers. It's a name that's getting pretty common. A streetwalker, lady of the evening.
Okay.
I say hooker is becoming more common.
Yeah, thanks, Xavier.
Yes.
Okay. And the building what is the building sometimes called where several prostitutes work that you know, if you've ever heard of this?
Yeah, that would be like a red light house, or you could call it it starts with a W. Sometimes it's called a whore house.
Okay. Alright. And do you know what managers of prostitutes are sometimes called?
He would be a pimp.
Okay. And speaking of other savory people, how about a person who has a drinking problem, who has no job and no visible means of support, would be referred to as what?
I know a few of those. That would be a derelict.
Okay. Or what else might you call them?
A wino.
Alright. Another name for the wino would be what?
A street guy. Street person. Wino. Alcoholic.
Now, a person who has a job and still has a drinking problem, would you call him a wino?
No, he would be an alcoholic, I guess.
Okay. Now, the old alcoholic, because of his social position, right? Now, his counterpart that lays in the gutter a lot, the wino, or the another, you know, just a person who stays what?
Sober?
No, the other one.
Soft?
No, yeah, okay. A person says soft all the time, a wino. Now, is there a difference in your mind between a wino and a derelict?
A derelict usually... See, in downtown Miami, we had a problem. The blood bank was right across the street from the school. So you'd have a lot of winos and derelicts in there. Derelict seems to be without down and out, you know, without any money. Whereas a wino will panhandle a lot just to get money to buy some wine.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I think the difference is one doesn't have anything, you know, and then the other person just exists on wine, and they'll sell their blood so that they can buy some wine, stuff like that.
Do you know what you might call a cheap hotel that caters to derelicts?
A flea bag hotel.
Okay. Anything else you might have heard referred to as?